Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Matchmaker, matchmaker, make me a match. Find me a find, catch me a catch. Matchmaker, matchmaker, look through your book and make me a perfect match.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. When you're a guest on Soundcheck, you never know who you'll bump into in the halls. The novelist Rachel Kushner recently crossed paths with Yoko Ono outside our studio, which was a little weird because Yoko Ono happened to figure into a minor plot detail in Kushner's novel, The Flamethrowers. And these run-ins usually happen off the air, but today we're going to bring two people together on the air who've never met before. Michael Anthony is the executive chef at the New York restaurant Gramercy Tavern and the 2012 winner of the James Beard Award for Best Chef New York City. Michael, welcome to Soundcheck.
Hi, thanks for having me.
And also joining us, Glenn Cochi, composer and musician best known for being the drummer in the band Wilco. He's on the line from KUOW in Seattle, where he is on tour with the WNYC show Radio Lab. Glenn, meet Michael.
Hi, Michael.
How you doing?
Great. Great to be here. Thanks.
Now, Michael, you are a big Wilco fan, right?
I am a big Wilco fan.
So you've probably seen Glenn's Delta Faucet commercial on TV.
Oh, you're going there right away.
I'm going there right away, Glenn.
I have, in fact, seen it. Yeah. And I thought it was brilliant. I thought very, very cool.
For folks who haven't seen it, it's Glenn surrounded not by drums and percussion instruments, but by faucets. And by tapping these faucets, they're apparently touch-activated, he produces sound. Listen to a little bit from the commercial. Glenn?
I thought NPR didn't play commercials.
Was that your own arrangement? It's the song "I'll Be There," right?
Yeah.
Which,
yeah,
you know what?
I wish the idea was mine. The idea is not mine, but that is my arrangement.
That is your arrangement. Until this very moment, listening on headphones and not watching you actually on TV, I didn't actually recognize the song.
I've heard that before, yeah.
Yeah. Michael, I assume this is not the way things happen in the kitchen at Gramercy Tavern.
Well, you know, it's true. Listen, I love music, but we actually don't listen to music in the kitchen because we're really concentrated in listening, you know, to other things. Maybe
really?
You could call it music, but, you know, part of cooking is kind of staying tuned in and
But we've heard from so many chefs that they have music going constantly.
Some
in
people
the kitchen.
Love it. You know, it kind of depends on how you like to create a mood, how you like to stay focused, sometimes how you like to keep people loose because it's all about, you know, teamwork. We spend, you know, more time in the kitchen than we do with our own families. And some people, you know, like to let it rip. It's not to be a downer, but I like to, when we're cooking, I like to kind of keep it focused on the cooking.
Yeah. Now, Glenn, what do you do when you're...
I was just going to say, yeah, and we rarely eat while we're playing.
Well, that's kind of where I was going. It's like when you are on tour, whether it's with Wilco or with the guys in the office next door to me at Radiolab, what do you do for food? I mean, you know, can you find a good restaurant? Can you find good food when you're on tour?
Yeah, I mean, you know, every city we go to has incredible restaurants, but, you know, typically it's catering just because of the schedule. You know, the dinner hour is right when you're between sound check and the show. There's not time to go have a decent meal, usually, unless you have a day off. And, you know, since I take on a lot of extra composing work, those days off tend to be filled with work. But no, occasionally I get a nice treat on the road for sure.
All right. Glenn Cochi, composer, drummer in the band Wilco. Michael Anthony, executive chef and partner at Gramercy Tavern and last year's winner of the James Beard Award. His new book is The Gramercy Tavern Cookbook, which I want to get to in a moment. Thanksgiving plans. Michael, what do you do for such a food-oriented holiday?
Well, we get about 20 people together at my in-laws, and I'm in charge of the turkeys. And so I'm going to, you know, by popular request, do one traditional slow-roasted bird. Everybody wants to see it on the table and, you know, watch me cut it. But I'll tell you what, the second bird is getting spice-rubbed and slow-smoked over applewood, and that's the one that does not produce any leftovers. That one goes first.
Glenn, what about you?
I'll actually be home.
Oh, good for you.
Which is nice, yeah. Ooh. I've kind of been on tour since, well, May, basically, with Wilco. And then that went right into Radiolab with a little recording in there. Mm-hmm. And so I'll be home next week, which is great. And we'll just go to my family's. I'm the youngest of six, so it's lots of nieces and nephews and family members just getting together for a big kind of potluck thing.
Great. Now, let's talk music because, Michael, as I mentioned before, you are a big Wilco fan.
Yeah, for sure.
So some of the music that you're thankful for comes from Glenn and his compatriots, right?
Completely, yeah. I've loved the band for a long
Thanks.
Time.
So, Michael, pick a Wilco song for us that you're thankful for.
Well, let's listen to at least that's what you said.
And Glenn, any kitchenware being used here?
Actually, yes. when I play it live at the top of the song, I use a little whisk on cymbals that I turn, and I use a drink frother as well that I've attached some paper clips to, and use that on a bell to just to add some little texture and color at the top before it breaks into mayhem.
Nice.
Isn't it sad? I'm immune. I thought it was cute for you to kiss my purple black eye, even though I caught it from you, I still think we're serious. At least that's what you
That's What You Said is the name of the song. Jeff Tweedy and the rest of the gang, including Glenn Cochi on drums and various other noisemakers. He's with us on Soundcheck, along with Michael Anthony, the executive chef at Gramercy Tavern and author of the new Gramercy Tavern cookbook. The two of them sharing some music that they're thankful for in the run-up to Thanksgiving with us on Soundcheck today. Glenn, if Michael did turn you loose in his kitchen, it sounds like you'd have very little trouble making music with what you found there.
Yeah, that's part of the beauty of percussion. Kind of anything that's not a string or woodwind or brass instrument is percussion. So, yeah, there's a lot of great sounds in any kitchen.
Did you start that? I mean, you know, the kind of cliche of the drummer starting by banging pots and pans in the kitchen. Was that you as a kid?
No, you know what? It actually came after, you know, my I've talked about this before. My first memory, period, is destroying a little toy drum that my sister gave me for Christmas one year, and realizing I couldn't play it afterwards and being heartbroken. Mm. So that was my first experience, and then I graduated to pots and pans after that until I got another toy drum set. And, yeah.
Now, Michael, I mentioned the Gramercy Tavern cookbook. You can eat to your heart's content because the cookbook is so heavy that you will be working off those calories in no time. There's a lot of stuff in here, but are there no-nos for Thanksgiving?
No, this is a book that was written to encourage people to cook. And it took the better part of 2 years, actually, to translate the body of work that I've produced there in the last 7 years and write it in a way that people can understand it.
Yeah.
Those are recipes that can happen in a relatively brief period of time. Some of them are maybe Sunday afternoon recipes and not mm-hmm. necessarily a Tuesday night recipe, but they're all doable, and the intent is to get people in the kitchen. It can't, if we're making any progress with, the food movement and moving forward, food can't just be a spectator sport.
Yeah. Do you cook, Glenn?
A little. I'm the breakfast guy at home, getting the kids off to school. I'm starting to become a little bit more adventurous,
mm-hmm.
Doing dinners for the family.
Yeah, well, you'll find some pretty good ideas here. Bacon cheddar biscuits. That's like classic American.
Southern classic, combining things that go well together. They're really easy to make. I mean, if you have a couple of ingredients in front of you, you know, part of a cook's job is making something out of nothing. A little flour, a couple eggs, you know, if you happen to have some bacon. I recently visited Alan Benton's in Tennessee, and all of a sudden, you know, something is kind of common and pedestrian is bacon in the United States. He elevates it to, you know, one of the most precious things you can imagine. Seriously. So there are stories, too. Mm. You know, cooking brings people together, and it's kind of like using your senses to pay attention to those things that you're, you know, getting ready to eat. But, you know, there's a lot of interesting, you know, back information.
So there's a lot of community.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Well, speaking of bringing people together, that's what we've done on Soundcheck today, bringing together Michael Anthony, the executive chef at Gramercy Tavern and author of the new Gramercy Tavern cookbook, and Glenn Cochi of the band Wilco, the drummer and percussionist and composer. And Glenn, what kind of music are you thankful for as we head into Thanksgiving?
Ooh, there's a bunch of stuff, but I recently heard it's a brand new release by John Luther Adams, Inuksuit. Mm. And, you know, I'm a big fan of John's. He's the Alaskan composer. I commissioned him two years ago, I commissioned him to write a piece for me. And so he wrote a 48-minute solo percussion piece for me that I've been premiering the last year. And I think the final booked performance, at least, is in February in New York at St. Kel. But he just always just blows my mind, his creativity, you know, and that's just something, you know, I try not to become jaded after all these years in music. And when I seek out things or something strikes me as being completely fresh and new and a new take on things, that's really inspiring. And, you know, that actually ties into, that's why the last few years I've befriended a lot of chefs. You know, like I definitely don't consider myself a foodie. I just don't know enough about the food. And, you know, I was a pescatarian for 15 years. So just by that alone, you can't be a foodie. But I've gotten so inspired by how chefs can take these old ingredients or, you know, ingredients that have been around for thousands and thousands of years and combine them in brand new, fresh ways. It's just something the creative aspect of it has fascinated me, as well as, like, you know, I've talked to a bunch of different chefs too about sequencing. You know, when I was sequencing my new record that's coming out in the spring, and kind of comparing that to tasting menus and how, you know, a bunch of different courses are sequenced and what's the reasoning behind them and everything. I was trying to relate to that a lot when I was sequencing my record too.
So presentation is a part of the art.
Yeah, but you know, I think Glenn is also talking about this kind of movement from one piece and to the next, and you know, what are the themes and kind of what brings you through, if it's a tasting menu, what kind of leads you through that experience. And you know, sometimes there are surprises, sometimes there are echoes, sometimes there I think it's a really interesting idea.
Yeah.
Yeah, I find all of that fascinating.
So and what John Luther Adams does in this piece, Inuksuit, is kind of similar. He's taking some very primal sounds, you know. It's just like drums and you know, like noisemakers, basically.
Sirens, conch shells, flutes.
John Luther Adams, a recovering drummer himself. And this piece, that's how he refers to himself. This piece, Inuksuit, is meant to be performed outdoors with all these musicians kind of in and among the audience. So it's not the kind of thing that you would expect to record very well, but it has been recorded pretty effectively by a group of percussionists. And here's just a little bit of the music that Glenn was talking about. Bit of kind of environmental activism at work here.
That's definitely one of the more mellow moments on the record.
Yes, it is. It basically, you know, through complete without text, just through sound, just through percussion, John Luther Adams kind of tells this story of sort of humanity trampling upon nature, and then at the end, what you hear are like bird calls. You know, that's what's left at the at the end of the piece. Inuksuit is the name of it, from John Luther Adams. That's music that Glenn Cochee is thankful for as we head on into Thanksgiving. The composer and drummer from the band Wilco's here with us, along with Michael Anthony, the chef at Gramercy Tavern and author of the Gramercy Tavern Cookbook. Michael, your turn. Some more music to be thankful for.
Well, I love Radiohead, and I don't know, could we listen to Karma, please?
I think we could do that. Bit from Radiohead and their song Karma Police, music that Michael Anthony is grateful for as we make plans for Thanksgiving on Soundcheck today with Michael Anthony and Glenn Cochee. Glenn, as a percussionist yourself, are you drawn to other percussionists' recordings for the most part?
Absolutely. Yeah, I'm very guilty of that. I have a lot of drummer records.
Tell me a little bit about this Doug Perkins record called Simple Songs.
This is his solo release from earlier in the year, and it's just, for me, a beautiful take on where percussion's going in modern percussion. You know, it doesn't sound like a drummer record in a lot of places. It's definitely taking a step in a new direction that I find really inspiring. And, you know, Doug's got his finger on the pulse of what's happening and where things are headed, and I think this is just a great document of that.
A little bit of Momentary Expanse, some music for percussion and what the composer Tristan Parrish calls one-bit electronics, which are kind of very simple electronic sine waves and things like that. Doug Perkins from his album Simple Songs, playing that music by Tristan Parrish, picked for us by Glenn Cochee, the composer, drummer in the band Wilco. So, Glenn, that's music that in its current form couldn't exist without technology, without obviously sort of an advance in 20th and 21st century technology, right?
Right.
And Michael, is that happening in the food world as well? It seems like every time I, you know, check in with what's happening, there's like some new micro technology that is affecting the way people make food.
Yeah, you're seeing simultaneously a push in the food world to explore the way technology connects with food. Mm-hmm. But interestingly enough, you're also seeing a simultaneous push enhancing the dialogue between growers and chefs. So I think that while both are really interesting and important, and we're lucky to work in a time when there are a lot of people cooking with intent and more people listening, some people have to break down the boundaries for everyone to have a little more room to play.
So now, you mentioned before there's no music playing in the kitchen at Gramercy Tavern when you're cooking. When the restaurant's closed and the patrons are all gone home, do you crank up the stereo then?
Well, yeah, when it gets cranked up, I think then you hear a little Led Zeppelin late at night.
Yeah, perfect. Perfect.
Does that work for you too, Glenn?
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah.
To sort of wrap things up, Michael, though, I wanted to ask you about one of the other songs that when we asked you what music you were grateful for, you put Elliott Smith's Sweet Adeline down.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I like his music, and I refer to this a lot in the style in which we cook in the restaurant. You know, in New York City, if you're not screaming, it's hard to get people to listen. And, you know, he has a way of being even more powerful by singing it nice and quietly. Mm. And we have a discreet style of cooking, and it's always resonated with me. That song so much that I actually have a 3.5-year-old daughter that loosely, you know, we came up with that name listening to Elliott.
So she's named after the song?
Somewhat, yeah.
All right.
Michael, I just, in August, there was a show of my music at Millennium Park in Chicago and with 8th Blackbird, the chamber group from Chicago,
yeah,
and
yeah.
We did the John Cage piece, Credo in Us.
Yeah.
And I was in charge of doing turntables and radio on that, and I had Sweet Adeline as one of the main focuses of that I would play with all these banging tin cans and prepared piano and stuff.
Oh, right on.
I love that. I got to do a few tours opening for him in the early or mid-90s. I was in a band that did like 3 or 4 tours opening when he would just play solo, and it was mind-blowing.
Oh, I'm so knocked out to hear that.
Cut this picture into you and me. Burn it backwards. Kill this history.
Wrap up with Sweet Adeline from Elliott Smith. Michael Anthony has been with us, a 2012 winner of the James Beard Award for Best Chef NYC. His new book is The Gramercy Tavern Cookbook. And Glenn Cochi, who's on the road with our friends from Radiolab, composer and drummer in the band Wilco. Glenn, Michael, to the two of you, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for being with us.
Thank you, John.
Thanks so much.
Walk me up the story. Asking how you are. Told me not to worry. You were just a shooting star. Sweet Adeline. Where I'm